Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
G'day, TK. G'day, Laurie. You've been a real star in that all too hard. I don't know what we've been reading to that.
Yeah. People are so unkind. I don't know why. Now, a host of Everest runners, mate. We're hopeful they're lining up.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about this race on the weekend, TK, as I am about a lot of the races on the program at Randwick. I think the only one you could say with any real sort of confidence that will line up in the shorts will probably be Redzel, to be honest. He was great in the Concours. We know he loves a wet track. The heavier, the better for him. So I can see him going around. I definitely, you know, take a note of comments from Tony McAvoy in regards to Sunlight. I doubt whether they want to start Santa Ana Lane on a bottomless track first up, given it's going to be his first run back in Australia since that overseas trip to Hong Kong. Chris Lees is very doubtful about In Her Time starting on a really wet track. And then you've got Pierrata and Classique Legend. And I don't know what both of those horses will do if the track gets into the heavy range as well. So we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about this being a mini Everest, the shorts. But I think this field's going to be decimated by the time scratchings close at 7:30 on Saturday morning, unfortunately. We might have to wait for the Premier Stakes in a couple of weeks to get a better guide.
That's not great news. Damien Oliver, he looks as though he's picked up a good ride in the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, very significant, this Laurie. He's been booked to ride Mustafir, the E-Ball handicap winner for the Caulfield Cup by Australian Bloodstock. I think Jamie Lovett and Luke Murrell have moved pretty quickly, given the fact that most of the best jockeys in Australia will probably be at Randwick on Everest Day. So they want to lock down their jockey fairly early in the piece for the Caulfield Cup, and they've settled on Damien, so I'm assuming he'll probably be in the right spot for the Melbourne Cup ride as well, provided Mustafir runs well in the Caulfield Cup. So just given the changing nature of this spring carnival, now obviously a lot of jockeys looking to come to Sydney for the Everest with a huge money on offer. Damien's decided to stay down there in Melbourne for the Caulfield Cup, and he'll be riding one of the leading fancies in that race.
I think we've had an E-Ball winner win the Cup. I think an E-Ball winner's run second in the Cup.
Yeah, they've run very well, TK, over the course of history without sort of winning the race. Heartbreak City's the one that
Heartbreak
really out. Yeah, he was the horse that was ridden by Joe Moreira and fought out that finish with Karen McAvoy on Almans and then was just beaten in a close photo. So I think a lot of people do question the record of E-Ball handicap winners, saying that we sort of overrate that E-Ball handicap when they come down to Australia for the Melbourne Cup, but they're generally a top five or six chance without winning.
Yeah, and God knows what this cost the Hong Kong economy last night, but Happy Valley with those protests, or some would call them riots, happening there in the heart of the city, they actually cancelled the meeting in Happy Valley last night.
Yeah, you know better than me, TK, but horse racing is an absolute religion over there in Hong Kong. And for them to cancel or abandon a meeting at Happy Valley on a Wednesday night was a really significant step. And I think most of it sort of centred around potentially a racehorse owner who was sort of seen as pro-establishment, and they're worried about threats towards you know, that person or that horse. And they ended up cancelling that meeting at Happy Valley, which was quite a shame. Obviously, safety has to come first for all participants and horses and crowds and everything like that, but geez, I must admit, I was shocked when the news came through late yesterday. It's an unprecedented step taken by the Hong Kong Jockey Club.
Yeah, some sad news, very sad news coming out of Victoria, mate.
Yeah, this is really distressing news, Laurie. It's been a harrowing couple of weeks for the industry, it must be said. And another bad fall down there at Wangaratta at the jump outs yesterday. Stephen Brown Jr. fell off and he's been put in an induced coma and taken down to, or flown to hospital in Melbourne. It's, you know, really unfortunate news, and we're wishing Stephen the best. He's obviously the son of the trainer, Stephen Brown, so and he rode as an apprentice jockey in Australia and chalked up about 40-odd winners, and he was probably well-known for being one of the tallest jockeys in Australia. He stood 6 foot tall. It was remarkable he was able to actually have some sort of race-riding career, and then obviously weight got the better of him. So we wish him all the best after this really serious accident. Just pray our fingers crossed and prayers with him, and hopefully he comes through.
Good on you, mate. We thank you so much on that sad news to end on. But we'll keep an eye on the weather as far as the shorts is concerned as well. Thanks to Adam Pengelly.